They are going to let you out of this contraption in no time, Jessery told me. Somewhat confounding Archibald's prediction, he came to visit me before my bread was even finished cooling. He had spoken with such absolute confidence that I knew he had to be blowing this out of his rectal orifice. What is the basis of your prediction? I asked.
The lasers were the wrong color, he said.
I repeated this sentence out loud, but could make nothing of it.
The laser that shone down onto the inviolates, he explained, on the night that this turned into a convox.
It was red, I said. Pretty stupid, but I was trying to dislodge loose bits of information from Jessery's brain by throwing rocks at it.
Some here at Tredegar are knowledgeable about lasers, Jessery said. They knew right away that something was funny. There are only so many gases, or combinations of gases, that can be used to make a red laser. Each generates a different wavelength. A laser expert can look at a spot of light and know right away what gas mixture was used as the lasing medium. They didn't recognize the color of the geometer's laser.
I don't see what, fortunately, a cosmographer at Rambolf had the presence of mind to expose a photomnemonic tablet to that light, Jessery went on. So we know its exact wavelength, and it has been confirmed that it doesn't match up with any naturally occurring spectral lines.
Well, that makes no sense. Those wavelengths fall out of quantum mechanical calculations that are basic to everything.
But think of new matter, Jessery said.
Okay, I said,
and considered it. If you messed around with how the nucleus was put together, it changed the way electrons orbited around it. Laser light was the result of an electron jumping from an orbit with a higher to another with lower energy. The energy difference determined the wavelength, the color of the light.
Lasers made with new matter have colors not found in nature, I allowed.
Jessery was silent, waiting for me to go the next step.
So, I continued, the geometers have new matter. They used it to make a laser.
He shifted posture.
Through the plastic, I could see nothing but posture, yet I knew he was disagreeing with me. And for once, I knew why.
But they don't, I continued. At least, not in any meaningful way. I've handled their parachute, the shroud lines, the hatch. It was just regular stuff, too heavy, too weak.
He nodded. What you couldn't know, what none of us knew until a few hours ago, is that it is all new matter. Everything that came down in that probe, all the hardware, all the flesh, is what we would call new matter, in the sense that the nuclei are put together in a way that is not natural, not in this cosmos anyway.
But most of it was destroyed, I protested,
or at least buried in hundreds of feet of ash.
The Orathenans and your friends came away with some fragments. We have a T-handle panel, some bolts that Cord put in her pocket, scraps of chute and shroud lines, the box of blood samples. And we have the entire body of the woman who was shot in the back, thanks to Saint Orlo.
This almost slipped by me. Jessery hadn't mentioned Orlo until now. Certain nuances in his posture and voice told me he was grieving, but only because I'd known him my whole life. He was going to grieve in a funny, hidden way over a long period of time. I cleared my throat.
Are a lot of people referring to him that way now?
Actually, fewer as time goes by. Right after they showed us the spiele, it just flew out of people's mouths. His actions were so obviously those of a Sant that no one even had to think about it. In the last day or so, some are pulling back, reconsidering it.
What's to reconsider?
He shrugged and threw up his hands.
Don't worry about it. You know how it is. No one wants to be hasty, to be called an enthusiast. The Prokians are probably cooking up radical new interpretations of what Orlo did in their Lukabs.
Forget it. He made the sacrifice. We honor that by getting as much knowledge as we can out of the dead chick. And I'm trying to tell you that every nucleus of every atom in her, the shotgun balls in her guts, the clothing she wore, is new matter. So the same is probably true of everything in the icosahedron.
So the electrons around those nuclei behave correspondingly unnaturally, I said.
Such as lasing at the wrong color.
Electron behavior is basically synonymous with chemistry,
Jessery put in. That's why new matter was invented, because monkeying around with nucleosynthesis gave us new elements and new chemistry to play around with.
And the functioning of living organisms is founded on chemistry, I said.